parade with split lip and flies. Am I grateful? They let me live here as long as I stay quiet, wear my penis only in the private of my own room, their bodies automatic, their violence too announced. Once, in the brutal din of a holiday parade, I said my new name out loud. All of Herald Square cheered then, but that very night, against the bathroom stall's bright muck, the hushed fists of four men found me. White sneakers, light-washed belted jeans, a paler strip around the bald one's finger where a ring used to be. One spun me quick against the row of sinks. Another tugged my breasts, two rotten treasures. It scares me too sometimes, this body. Each day I wake to find my jaw stippled with new hairs and heavier registers heaped in my throat. It's all so unremarkable, they want to keep me from it. The terror of having a body and knowing it means so little. It's true, I did feel lucky then, that when my teeth finally ticker-taped against the glinting silver pipes, we went silent, the stall door swinging open, then shut, quick as applause. They took all my clothes. When they emptied my wallet, they said my given name, a sneer. I remember how still I felt then, as I tongued my split lip. I looked up at the ceiling, the fluorescent light filled with dead flies, mottled, a swarm of distant, dark balloons.